Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Samech Beis. Simen Reish Samech Beis, the Kadesh HaShabbos B'Shulchan Aruch B'Ksus Nikiya. We make Shabbos holy with the table set, clean clothing, Sif Aleph. Yesader Shulchano, one should set his table. In Be'aloch it's clear, it means cover the table. If you take a look at Be'aloch, Yesader Shulchano, in the room where he's going to eat, certainly all the tables in that room should be covered. And even the other rooms, perhaps, it's proper to cover those tables too. So Yesad Shulchano means put a tablecloth on the table. And you should arrange the chairs, the couches. And prepare all the things that the house needs preparation today in order so that when he comes home from shul Friday night, everything is organized and ready in place. The Ma adds, the table should be set, and we're saying that means covered with tablecloth the entire Shabbos. Meaning that is the minig, in the Shabbos one should not change that minig. May Erev Shabbos, Lelei Shabbos. The table should be Masudr from Erev Shabbos through Friday night. To Ramah adds the entire Shabbos. Sifkan Beis, Hamitais. So usually we think Hamita is a bed. But really the mita was anything they sat on. Sheyoshun Aleim. They would sit on them. Fetov Shetia Mutsas, Gam Hamita Sheyoshun Aleim. You know, it would be nice thing that the bed you sleep on should also be spread over, covered over. So the notes bring that our chairs and couches really don't need anything. They're ready to sit on. This halacha doesn't apply to our modern day chairs. So something in those days, they had to do something to it to make it fit, that they should do before Shabbos. And also it's good to make the beds as well. Sifkan Gimel, Aruch V'chulu. Everything should be organized and set. Shezeh Kavod Shabbos. That is honoring Shabbos. Two angels accompany the person there of Shabbos as he goes from shul to his house. One angel is good and one is not. When he comes into his house and the candle is lit and the table is covered and set and the chairs are all prepared, Malach Tov Oymer, the good Malach says, he rots and sheikin the Shabbos Abba, so it should be next Shabbos too. O Malach Ra Oyna, Amin Bal Karacho, and the Malach Ra has to answer Amin against his will. Vim Lav, and if the table isn't set, and the candle isn't lit, and the bed isn't prepared, and the chairs aren't in order, Hula Hapich, Chas V'Sholom, then it's reverse. The Malach Ra says, so it should be next Shabbos, and the Malach Tov has to answer Amin. Toiv lefanos kurei achvish mehabayis v'yom. It's a good thing to clear out all cobwebs before Shabbos. Lenakosa bayis lechol Shabbos and clean the house to cover Shabbos. V'tov lizoher besudas halayla shol lizok dover b'bayis chutz l'shulchan. And it's good to be careful at the Friday night sud and not to toss anything off the table onto the floor. Emein darko lechabedes b'bayis dover hamutar, if it's not his practice to sweep up the floor after the meal with something that's permitted to sweep with. Ayin simen shin lam azayin. Achasu dezu after the meal. Kadesh lo yinav azabas, because if you just start tossing things off the table onto the floor, the house will be filthy. Vechem besu de shachris, and the same is true with shachris in the morning meal. If you're not going to sweep afterwards, don't throw things on the floor. So if you're going to sweep, yeah, go ahead, toss it on the floor, and then we'll sweep it up afterwards. But if you're not going to sweep, just keep it on the table, clean off the table after this. Keep the house clean. Sifkon dalet, kol v'chulu. The table should really be covered the entire Shabbos. Ad la'achar havdolah. Not just from Erev Shabbos to Friday night, but the entire Shabbos, till after havdolah. Yesh no'agin liyos shtei mapos al shulchan. Some have a minig to actually have put two tablecloths on the Shabbos table. Besides the third that you use to cover the bread, to cover the challah. Mishum shekeshe menarin hamapa, that way, when you shake out the tablecloth after the meal, nimsa hashulchan magula, the table will be exposed if you don't have a second tablecloth. So we want to have a second tablecloth. When you lift up the tablecloth from the meal, the table still remains covered the whole time. The people are very mocked. The table should never be exposed on Shabbos. If base yishtadel sheyilo begodim no inu Shabbos, one should strive to have nice clothing for Shabbos. Ve'im yefshaloi, and if he can't afford special clothes for Shabbos, the pachos yishalshel begodim lamata derech kavod. At the minimum, he should extend his clothing as derech kavod. He explains perish. What does it mean yishalshel? Yishalshlim kalap imata. They should unroll them down. Shi'arukim. They should be longer on Shabbos than weekday. Kemidas ha'ashirim, like the way the wealthy people go. Hayosh be'esam, who sit at home. So there's this concept of having longer garments, and that displays ashirus. So if you can't have different clothes, at least they should be longer. Mr. Bursif Khan Heg, Yishtadu v'chulu, you should try to have nice clothes for Shabbos, t'chsiv v'chibadito. The Pasuk says you should honor Shabbos, v'dosh chazach, as I'll teach us, that the clothing you wear on Shabbos should not be the same as weekday. It'd be good if the clothing you wear on Shabbos is not what you wear on weekday, even a shirt. If possible, you also have another talis for Shabbos. So the notes go through all the varieties, not just of clothing, but accessories. So they bring that when it comes to wearing a belt, the Arizal said not to use the same belt used during the week for Shabbos, and that was the minig of the Vilna Goyin, Chazanish. He would even have a separate yarmulke for Shabbos. Everything's changed for Shabbos, a special Shabbos yarmulke. As far as shoes are concerned, la halacha, you do not have to change your shoes. It's mefurish Yerushalmi, they wear the same shoes Shabbos a weekday. However, even though mitzad adin there's no chiyuv, they say it's a midas chasidus to have Shabbos shoes. As far as undergarments are concerned, the poskim say you do not have to have special Shabbos undergarments. Your clothing should be clean for Shabbos, but you don't have to have special separate ones. I would think for the same reason, it's not necessary to have separate sleepwear for Shabbos. However, I know that people for their little kids will have the special Shabbos pajamas for their kids. You know, for the kids, special Shabbos pajamas. So it's chinuch, but in halacha, there is really no halacha that requires that. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Vav. Na'im. He should have nice clothing for Shabbos. Kefir Cholto, within his means. Va'afilahu v'derech levado. Even if he's on the road, he's by himself. V'beis enim Yehudim, he's in a hotel with non-Jews. Gam ken yilbash b'shpig the Shabbos. He should still wear his Shabbos clothes. Ki ein ham albushim l'chvod haro'im. You're not dressing up to impress the people who see you. Ki m'chvod haShabbos. You're dressing up for Shabbos. And it's Shabbos no matter where you are. Some people have this habit, they think Shabbos afternoon, you go casual. Let me go casual. You're not dressing for your neighbors, you're dressing for Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon is as much Shabbos as Shabbos morning. So there's no changing, dressing down for Shabbos afternoon. Kasa b'sefer chasidim, al yikach odem yeld b'shabbos at sheyosn techilach kar b'cheko. Sefer chasidim writes, you shouldn't pick up a young child on Shabbos unless you have some kind of towel or blanket between you and the child, because you don't want the child to filthy up your special Shabbos clothing. Take the necessary precautions. The wealthy people don't go to work, so their clothes are longer. They don't have to lift their clothes up from the ground because they're doing work. So on Shabbos, there's a concept of having longer garments. And this is where you get into wearing a bekesha, a kapata, something exposed on Shabbos, longer than the weekday garment. Siv Gimel. Yilbash begadov hanoim. A person should get on his nice clothing. V'yismach, and be happy b'vias Shabbos as Shabbos comes. K'yoyitz v'kras hamelech, like one who's going to greet the king. K'yoyitz v'kras chosim kala, like one going to greet the chosim kala. De'bechanina ma'ateh v'koy v'panya d'mali Shabso. If Chanina would wrap himself in his clothing and stand Erev Shabbos, with no man, he would say, Bo'uv, and they'd say, the Kras Shabbos Makasa. Let's go out to greet the Shabbos queen. Rav Yani, Oim Rav Yani would say, Bo'i Chala, come the Kala, come the Kala. The Ramah adds, V'yalbish Atzmo V'vigdei Shabbos, Miyad Achash Arochas Atzmo. He should dress in the Shabbos clothes immediately after his bathing for Shabbos. V'zeu Kivod HaShabbos, that's covered Shabbos. V'akin therefore, Lo Yirchas HaShabbos El Samachar, you should only bathe later in the day, Sheyal b'shasumiyat, to get dressed in your Shabbos clothes right after that. Mishtabur Sefkan Ches, Yilbash V'chulu. He should dress in his Shabbos clothes. V'yelich behem ad motzei Shabbos achar havdol. He should stay in his Shabbos clothes until Matzei Shabbos after Havdalah. If you don't take off your Shabbos clothes after Havdalah, does that mean you're wearing your Shabbos clothes on weekdays? No. So the notes say, no, you're not mechuyev to take them off as soon as you made Havdalah. He brings that the Chazon Ish and the Stipler would take off the Shabbos miyad after Havdalah. But Lamaisa, people who will dafka keep the Shabbos until after Melav HaMalka, and then take off the Shabbos. Sifkan test. V'yisma b'viyas Shabbos. A person should rejoice with the coming of Shabbos, kolamar b'lechabdo, the more a person gives cover to Shabbos, heim b'gufo, heim b'gadov, whether it's things he does with his body, whether his clothing, hein b'achil ishtia, the food he eats, the drinks, haizem ishubuch, this is all praiseworthy. V'ayim b'simen reishman beis, look back in reishman beis. B'zohar u'mekubolim his hiru ma'oid, shal yeshum machloikus b'shabbos chas v'sholom. The Zohar Kadosh and the Mekubolim warn us very much not to get into Machlekes Chasom on Shabbos, Ubefar, especially Ben Ishli Ishta, between husband and wife. Chemuchach Begitin, this is Klor in the Gemara Gittin, Gabi Yehanu, Beitrei, Davi Mintzabad, Yadodia, and Shomah HaMaisa, people who had this feud between each other. On Shabbos, we don't fight. If Kan Yud, Keyotze V'chulu, like a person is going to greet the Melech, B'Ktas Mekoymus Nohagen, let's say, Sebeis HaKnes LaZara, in some places they have a minig to go out of the shul to the lobby area, V'Oymim, and they would say, Ba'uv, and they'd say, V'chul, let's go, greet the Shabbos Malkum. V'Anu Nohagen, our minig is simply, Shemahapchen Penel Etzad Mar, we just turn to the back of the shul, to the west, K'Sha'oymim, when we say, Ba'uv, V'Sholom, V'chul. V'Nohagen La'amod Oz, we stand then, Lasos dugma, to make as if an example, kamosha makal pnei adam gold, like we're coming to greet a great person who's walking in. Nohagu shalom kabbalah shabbos b'mei kippurim shachal b'shabbos. The meaning is not to do the kabbalah shabbos service when Yom Kippur occurs on Shabbos. Rak sha'oim, we just say the minimum mizmah shel yom shabbos, kodem baruch hu. Before baruch hu, we say mizmah shel yom shabbos. V'afilah hanohagin b'shal yontif, kashachal b'shabbos loyma odezim mizmah mishal shabbos. Even those places that have a minig, when Yontif is Chal on Shabbos, to say more than Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos, when it comes to Yom Kippur, they don't say anything extra, just the Mizmah Shel Yom HaShabbos. Sifkan Yir Alf, Miyad Acha V'chulu. After his shower or bathing for Shabbos, as he gets dressed in his big day Shabbos. V'gav ha-noshim nohagos koydim ha-lokas ha-neros l'chosas atzmon v'lilbosh big day Shabbos. The women also, the minig is for them, before they light the candles, to bathe, dressed in Shabbos clothing, v'ashrei lehem, and that's wonderful, and they should be praised for it. Amnam, however, b'yom ha-ketzarim, on the short Fridays, shemes achrim le'shei v'chanos, they're busy in the store till late. V'ach achroch tzas v'loshes, then they come home, and they bathe, and they get dressed. U'beik achrivo chas v'sholom l'sveik chilo Shabbos. In the time that passes, chas v'sholom, you run into a question of chilo Shabbos, lighting candles too late. You should tell them, come home early to bathe and dress. And if she's delayed, it's better she lights the candles in her weekday clothes than to come to Chasom, a question of Shabbos, to light candles late. And if her husband sees that she's delayed, mitzvah gedolah shehu yadlik haneros. It will be a gewaldig mitzvah for him to light the candles. Don't worry about the fact his wife's going to be angry at him, even though we finished saying before you don't get the machleis on Shabbos. But in such a scenario, to prevent chil Shabbos, just light the candles. Well, mitzvah gedol le'yoser, it's even a bigger mitzvah, le'shei b'choyshech, to sit in the dark, milachal shas chalashom, than to have chalashom chil Shabbos by lighting too late.
So if the husband lights and the wife doesn't, does she have to then add a candle?
No, that's no, it's the same mitzvah. They share the same mitzvah. Okay. Nope. So a person should bathe later in the day so he can immediately get dressed afterwards in the Shabbos clothes. This is when he's going to wash himself at home. The Gemara explains. Look over there. But if he's going to go to a bathhouse, he should make sure to go early to the bathhouse. Not to come to Chil Shabbos. So when the Rama says to wash up close to the evening, he means when you're washing up at home. But if you go into a bathhouse, you better go early to prevent Chil Shabbos. Ubefrat especially the Me'achayr from the winter time, because Yom Kitzarim when the days are short. Look back at Sivkan Aleph, where he wrote over there.